So first we all check our mental states, what situation our mental state is at this time.
Sende lulu rabo chiyo sona ini chi kanri chi samba dao na ko tang chu chu rabo chiyo lada. Sende tsubu na jingo yo sona alia tombo samba te tada degi maris.
So if we found our mind is in calm and in neutral, then it is it is at the right mental states. If our mind is kind of agitated or in influence of any, you know, those emotions, then they will be not fit to listen.
Since you say little, I would just say, "Nishine, when I turn to, choosing it, the carbon of the tonal of the chili, the washing it, the satan yet on a talking of which."
So if our mind state is in calm, peace, and neutral, then, you know, we can generate, or make a joyous effort, or become closer to the Dharma. Practice. Can we do like that?
Then you draw send of Jorojana send the chosen Roman, Debian or Zubotan Galeo Marisal.
If we could able to do that, then you know, and we listen to the teaching, it will give us some benefits, and as well as, you know, sitting that time, maybe 2 hours or 1 hour between breaks. So at that time also, we won't feel tired and uncomfortable. So if our mental states in calm and peace and neutral, then in addition, what we need is we need to, you know, transform our that mind state into a, you know, into a body mind, or generate the bodhicitta. So, you know, why? Because, you know, all the Buddhas of the 10 directions research for eons and eons, and, you know, ultimately they find only this, great altruistic mind. The bodhicitta is the most beneficial for all the sentient beings.
Karan jese shola hi sumare keba tamara gunje ba ye thon na je deni phe ba si keba jatha ma bola gaun de na phe to che shu da ya shu de ni shang chu ki sen ni ne zi ba re song do as.
So as the great master Shanti Deva states, that, you know, he meditate for many numerous eons, he only find this you know, great bodhicitta is I found only bodhicitta is most beneficial.
Shanchu singi penpa singi de rani jiko penpa ma se jen la penpa. Chue jen da yin sona penna donin rabu ji to sona yin rani la penpa ma jen la te zang ji ta pu ni penpa ji ya jima de katu penpa sa kabo rwa. Ta shanchu singi rabu ji rani la jia sona singi so jan busin singi la yi de tong yi dong yi ni soso ki bichi la zewa da baki zewa do du mengi ji ni senpa ji jia sona ngone rani rani ni gala penya ji sen lao jen ji yin sa rwa sa.
So this bodhicitta, bodhi mind or the bodhicitta is the mind that not only benefit oneself, but it benefits, you know, all the sentient beings. Because when you have this bodhi mind, then, automatically feel, heartwarming loves toward all the sentient beings, like mom's love toward toward her only son. So this bodhicitta or the bodhi mind. Not only that, it directly, indirectly, in any way, it is all beneficial to everybody. But you know, in case of emptiness, when you realize emptiness, it only benefit. It benefit oneself directly, but in long term, maybe it benefit other too. But bodhicitta is the most precious among all the Buddha's teaching.
Tendriye sense ba jara ji le chebi tene ninge tere sang jo lang jere ba de nyoge yin sen ga je tendriye kin lo ka zo bo chi tu tu gi tan da la ninga zo ga ma nyin chi san do dong yin da sa.
So try to reshape and generate bodhicitta. We will meditate for a couple minutes.
Tendriki gyatsen chiba chenchen gwa ne gansin ba shayi chwe ne ene shangchwa langchari ma sange dhe rwa asa.
So with this virtuous, wholesome, thoughts or the minds, what we're going to do is we're going to teach and we're going to listen to the stages of the path to enlightenment or lamrim.
Tendā dōdō shēnā tendrī kē shāngchō lāngchī rīmbātā lē jēnā mē pī kī chīwā rābūtā kārīyā rīsā lāwā yē nā lādā.
So in sum up, this body mind or the body citta got what kind of greatness that, you know, other doesn't possess. So it mentioned it has three you know, characteristics. First greatness is that, you know, it sum up all the, you know, essence teachings of the Sutrayana and Tantrayana both.
Nibadana yene sendi rimba tso de be ni kasa la de la de chi chu se so ne sa ma zo gi jong ji na de ne so da nyang ga ro bu de gi ci jen jin de me ja wa ji zo ni sendi rimba de sha ji ni la de la de chi chu so ne sa
so if it contain those greatness of both the Sutrayanas, Tantrayanas, and the second greatness is to easy to you know, practice you know, all the stages of the path.
Sumba de yon dene kumye lumye ma yinba ene simba sinda chenpo nyinje lula kibe lama nyinje menga chi jenba se di yon tenpo chi.
So the third greatness is you know, unmistaken. It the scriptural authorizations, you know, comes from the two great you know, two great tell blazers of the Buddha's teaching, like Asangas and Nagarjunas.
Tenriki ji unne tone danga chiba che jing ta ngaro so rang gi menje re ma do ngaro so la pa no le go de ta ta ra de re sa la.
So this kind of extraordinary instruction or the practice, you know, we have obtained it. But, you know, if we don't practice, that is the different thing.
Jundu thoma songe de ni dacha gi temba sha ja thoba ne so ne ni tsawa khundu sa ne wo de ni ni jundu gi tsai tsawa ne wo de ni joji gi zobe sha jo long ji drama sing ne ro wa sa la.
So as you all know, the teaching first, you know, revealed by historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself, and later on, you know, basis on the Buddha's teaching, the master, you know, Atisha, you know, composed the, you know, root text, length for the path, or, you know, in Tibet, and then, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa makes the commentary on that, based on that root text of Atisha.
Then Rukhi Shangchung Langji Rama De Jirambachi Ki Tenla Peyo De Ni Tsayi Sachi Jigwa Ne Tenla Peyo Vaas.
So as you all know that, you know, how, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa composed this text into four chapters.
Sajjiji no yunga to tanda koso papa de sajjiji sajjiji jeba de ngon denu yawas.
So right now we are studying the fourth chapter, the last chapter.
Sajjiji jeba de le sajjiji ni ma do me yawas na da te kase ni nge nge go de lang je zao xin ji ten bi zhen de ten lo ji ta jie yin ba sen de lang ri ko ro yu lu ngo jin de bu de re tenyin dyur salayin bas.
So the fourth chapter has, you know, two parts or the two secondary chapters that, you know, that is, you know, practice of relying on the gurus and, you know, and by relying on guru, how we carry on our practice. These are the two main chapter of the fourth root chapter, or this two chapter is the body or the main content of the Lamrim text.
Tēnē kī tōmbō tēlā yīnī, lāngjā tsāwā shēnyē tēmbī tsū tēlā yīnī, nyē jī. Chōngsū chū tē shē pātā, chōngsū tō tē tē tēmbā hās, anē tē mā lō nā rī. Nī tōmbō kāsā, chōngsū chū tē shē pā sēngi tē sā jī chū yīnī yī ngā tsā tāntā chū pā gō nā lē dē rē sā lā.
So, in the first chapter, you know, that has two parts, and we are on the second part. It has six parts, and we are on the last part of that six parts.
Shenye tenzi de tenri jeba she go kare re sa lawa yina ani kase nge ji lawa yin ba la da ma so ki tsen de mi gi ta ne she ye ni ni cha la chi na yo lo gi me na ni he go mendo as ani nga so gi ta da ani tabada thaje che bin la jin dro ma ni gi sa chi lon dro wa la ni lon ten gi ma no wa chi me na ga ne yo se na so sha ye de ne ga de ro wa sa la
So why this relying on the guru is so much, you know, emphasized or is considered as so important? Because, as Rinpoche mentioned before, that, you know, for these lifetimes, you know, living, you know, you have to learn some skills. For that, you know, you have to rely on some instructor or the teachers. Without that, you cannot do, you know, properly, or, you know, you cannot manage. So for the, you know, to achieve nirvana and to achieve, you know, enlightenment, Buddhahood, you know, that is, you know, so, you know, unfamiliar, and, you know, we are so ignorant to it. So if, you know, we have to like to attain that, then, you know, why not? You know, we need a good instructor, and we need to rely on that instructor. You know, that is, you know, obvious compared to the, you know, this lifetime's small skills. We need an instructor.
Tanenge loya de ni sungi gishi poto wa yin ba sa la da. Tene chi che gu gu re singe de gishi poto wa re sa la da.
So if, you know, this lifetime small skill, we need the instructor, why not? You know, we need an instructor to show the path to enlightenment. That you know, is stated by the great master Gishi Potowa.
The Rugi Nanga Chambo is on the Gishi, and the Latini Kata Sangur said, Saji Chiso in Bahasalada.
So, you know, if that is so important to rely on the, you know, guru, so if we have to rely on the guru, then what are the qualifications of that kind of guru? So we went through the, you know, 10 different qualities of a Lamrim guru.
Lama Tseni Tsona Yang, Lama Tseni Matsona Yang, Tata Degumarwa, Tei Tandalan, Lami Tseni Chisong Yang Bahas, Sajin Yibata.
So, in order to practice that, not only the guru's qualification is important, but you know, same as the guru's qualification is important. Likewise, you know, the disciples or the students' qualification is same important as the guru's
quality.
So that you know, that qualified teachers lead the qualified student into the path to enlightenment. That chapter also we you know, we learn through.
Ano tena kesong kareyare, ma tena chong kareyare singide sajin re chen sajin yin cha song.
And then the next two chapters, you know, if we rely on the guru, you know, what kind of benefit we gain. And if we don't, then what kind of disadvantage or what we going to lose. So the last sixth chapter, you know, is, you know, everything or summary of the meaning of the previous five parts.
Chubha teta ki tenduwa ne se, teta na se, lami nyenju she yon se trabi dangba an se, nga she bata gogo che se, mi ba tere zang la zhangbe ne, nga yon, ga yon me shin la se, ni taba ne, shu shin she na ne, ma no wa tripi, she nye dangba la jun rin to tengo la se.
So we read through the text, a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. Thus, you must also understand, as explained above, the instruction that is renowned as Guru Yoga. Yet you will get nowhere by training in an object of meditation for just a single session. When you practice a teaching from the heart, you must rely for a long time. For a long time on an excellent teacher who guides you accurately.
So before,
you know, one time there is a question, you know, how we practice Guru Yoga. So Rinpoche, you know, explained in a scriptural authorization, you know, state the scriptural authorization. This scriptural authorization is this one. So usually we say Guru Yoga, Guru Yoga. So, you know, what is Guru Yoga? At that time, if you know, what mentioned here, then that is the perfect definition of Guru Yoga. So Guru Yoga, you know, what explained here, that, you know, yet you will not, you will get nowhere by training in its object of meditation for a single session. You know, like a Guru Yoga ritual, recite for and do a single session, you know, that doesn't do much. So what we do is, like mentioned here, you know, that would be the perfect So like mentioned here, when you practice a teaching from the heart, you must rely for a long time on an excellent teacher who guides you accurately. For Rinpoche's side, he said, you know, he is kind of, not really practicing like mentioned here. You know, if you guys are same like him, then, just we are passing the time. So like mentioned here, at the first time when we do the practice at that time, it make kind of sense, and as well as try to maintain the practice. Then, then comes second time, third time, fourth time, then it become kind of routine like that, and then we spoiled, and then make no sense. Something like that is happening. So if you guys are the same like that, then not much benefits. We read through the text. Moreover, it is as Chakava said, when relying on the Guru, there is the chance that you might give up your Guru. So if you rely without knowing how, you will not profit but lose. Therefore, these topics concerning reliance on the teacher are clearly the foundation of our deepest aspiration, which is more important than anything else. Consequently, I have taken citations from uncorrupted scriptures and their commentaries, which are easy to understand as well as inspiring. And I have given a general overview that is adorned with the saying of excellent persons who are engaged in the meaning of the scriptures. Understand this in details from other sources. So like here, Gishi Chagaba said then that relying on many teachers, then you saw different fault in your teachers, then you might give up your gurus. So, for the people like us, you know, the beginners, the less the a guru we have, is easy to maintain the relying on the guru.
Ani chida loa treba na ki chajiyo maresa, nami chui sunze la beti juu chajiyo maresa. Ani chui chi shetsa di, chui rechi thasa suno yini de, tenzi ki chono majo na yabo chi na taji rima do, ani hienyen chi la nimi de suno yini, suji sanje ki la nimi rogo rsa, kasi ani matemi nimi kato la son suno asa la.
So as the saying goes that, you know, when we seek guru, you know, we shouldn't seek like, you know, a hungry dog find a piece of meat without checking it, just, you know, gulp it and swallow it. You know, not like that. But, you know, when we're seeking a guru, we need to be really careful about. And when you make a guru-student relationship, then you see you are as the, you know, as the, you know, Buddha, and try to practice all the instructions what the guru told you to do. So that is how, you know, we need to seek guru, and then, you know, it is like that.
Tato di nete chana sondwa, shenye tenzi ji choko de kanle chan kye cha ware, tenzi dimi tzaware sondwa se lada.
So as mentioned here, therefore, these topics concerning reliance on the teacher are clearly the foundation of our deepest aspiration, which is more important than anything else.
Shinji Tenzin say, Toma kaka lhoba nyan zonde, ta sanga yi bende doji lhoba yi padu kecher cher dhogur ma dhan, chun junu dhogur ma resa nada.
So reliance on the teacher means that, you know, when we are young, you know, who teach you the, you know, alphabets, or in Tibetan ka kha ka na, and up to the enlightenment, you know, the reliance on teachers get more and more important, or not it will become less.
Tell a general jay to the Sundua. To drink a hint in the kitchen when he's an eating, Tanalorich and Bikosala in it, Sanjay is sold on, and then Sanjay song you go by the way, Jean, Jamaica, but to say Tony, and he look Kuginji, and he Tanda and it Tambaka don Belama, and you soon jin on Yi Jenny and the Sonsha years, and tell a jabba shiva and Jen Dashu Sunduas.
So, like mentioned here by Lama Tsongkhapa, you know. So this reliance on the teacher is so important. So, you know, so consequently, I have taken citations from uncorrupted scriptures and their commentaries, which are easy to understand as well as inspiring. And I have given a general overview that is adorned with the saying of excellent person who are engaging in the meaning of the scripture. Understand this in detail, you know, from other source. So, Lama Tsongkhapa, like mentioned
here. Chunye banala, lama la tibi, kanamato, padumi ba josins, delan chabata dan, dambasuju, lunjongayes, kansibata pinya da nimina, shebashe de yanda yanda sanlasa.
So we read through the text. Our afflictions are extremely course, some listen to the teachings given by many teachers. They do not know how to rely on the guru. And even if they know how, they do not do it. Therefore, you will incur immeasurable misdeeds that are related to their improper reliance on the guru. Moreover, they will find it difficult to develop an awareness of practices such as confessions of former wrongdoings and a restrain from future wrongdoings. Thus, after you have understood the benefits and the fault as previously explained, reflect on them repeatedly. So whatever mentioned here, you know, we rely on the teacher and we don't do as mentioned. Whatever mentioned here, that's so true for, you know, the people like us. So like us, you know, who don't know how to practice the, you know, reliance on teacher, and even though do know but don't do it. So these kind of, you know, things happen to people like us, you know, who make a listen to a teaching from a, you know, different gurus, you know, without knowing things, and then, you know, then make the, you know, mistakes, or, you know, even you know you don't do it, just ignore it, and like that, those things really happening to people like us, not, you know, who don't listen to the teachings. So like mentioned here, you know, moreover, they will find it difficult to develop an awareness of, you know, practices such as confession of the former wrongdoings and a restraint from future wrongdoings. So, you know, and also we cannot able to do these things either. So we read through the text, those whose practice of relying on the teachers was improper in previous lives should achieve an attitude of confessions and restraints from the depth of their hearts. So we sometimes think that, you know, I don't have that kind of things to confess, and I don't have that kind of things to restrain from. We tend to think like that, but, you know, if we think from the beginningless time of our lives, then, you know, then there might be so many things that previous lives should achieve, like mentioned here, in our previous life, we have done this, 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 and things. So, you know, we got a lot to confess and, you know, a lot to practice, like mentioned here.
Duru ge chön oja rona bebe dos kazen ye kaza tenje se go tenja ge tenja lo mi seji mare tenje lo mi seji hi bi kozo la ni seji de rani la chon de mo chon da ne ni ma chon de ni chon ba che shu so mare da ga je sanje ge chyo so sa ge de de ro ma de rani te cha be de de ni bebe ka le jo na ru shu so do
ma lo re
ma lo de so da
Exert yourself in the practice of those, we read through the text, exert yourself in the practice of those teaching for which you are suited as a recipients. So what that means is that, you know, mentioned above that, you know, the qualities of the students. So we need to check ourselves, those students' qualification we possess or not. If not, then, you know, try to perfect it and then try to become a perfect containers or the perfect students of the teachings.
Gishenji jitsini yonsu zoba na jan yang dang yang to san la asa. Teta bi shangju mata jibadu. Jesus zebi jesu sa jins mala mata da des teta na teta shena rimbo ma to ba jin to pyu de shu yin jese ta da ga da ans shen ji chu wa la ngo me shi bi shen de no sa da bu jo ro sa de ba lo
again we read through the text and repeatedly contemplate the complete qualification of your teacher. Make many aspirational prayers and accumulate the collection of merits and sublime wisdoms as causes for having such a teacher to look after you until you attain enlightenment. Once you have done this, you will quickly become like the conqueror's child. Sutta Parudita, who has perfect courage, and the youthful Sudana, who knew no limit in his such search for teachers.
Tiruki Geishenji Densi, the Kandrikan, because Geishenji Densi, who was a Salasona, did draw the Tata Yung Marola. So, do you enter the Geish, Tanaba, the Yamamo, which is Geishenji Densi, Shesha Yubasa?
So, you know, until now we have, you know, listened or explained about the reliance on the Guru. So, you know, if we don't maintain all those things, then we won't be, you know, like, you know, mentioned here.
Do this one, the Rani, the Tambichu, you do the wrong, you tend to like a ledger. The Tanda do the Marona, any, do the wrong, the Joba Yon shows on any day, Jill Society, any, Dipasaya, the Molonje, the Chego Duas.
So, like mentioned here, you know, we try our best to become a, you know, qualified students of the teachings. If not, then, you know, try to, you know, perfect it. And in order to perfect it, you know, the additional, you know, things we have to do is make a, like mentioned here, make many aspirational prayers and accumulate a collection of merits and sublime wisdoms as causes for having, you know, as causes for being to become a qualified students.
드르체나 가르체 그래서나 이제 진도 피도시면서나 따등의 이제 쇼주선 뭐 초파생에 대해야 돼. 바 배상일에 대바제 된도 앞에는 쇼주선 뭐 따등의 이제 초파 패서 된다는 거 속에 배는 사제 담아서네 뒤에 된다라 차차다야 될 소속이 수보라 차다네. 이제 차차다 비들기 노타도
So if we could able to, you know, practice like mentioned here, then we will be a perfect, you know, qualified students like, you know, mentioned here, you know, Sada Pararutita and Sudana. So there is a you know legend or a true story in the sutras that you know there is the teacher and the students search for the teacher. You know is a chapter of the you know thousand verses of you know sutra. There is a chapter, in the last chapter it says, you know, the student and the teachers, you know, when he invite the teachers, you know, in India it is really dusty and like that. So, you know, after we sweep the, you know, place, then we sprinkle the water on the ground, otherwise when people go it will dust will rise. So in order there is a very you know scare in that place, very scare of the water. So the student you know it tatungu it says in here, I don't know what it is. And his teacher's name is Chöpa. So you know when his teacher's coming, you know, he draw blood from the student draw blood from his body and then you know sprinkle on the ground, you know, so that when his teacher approach, you know, the dust will won't arise and like that.
大德可以七八点把大师罗吕素龙学根据要命吧先进当把来半年新的明年阶级上也没结束那大德可以这些给先进阶级上也没结把就先就满了那电脑也进那先进电视用完学生那不能得这样的事了 So
and the you know Lama Tsongkhapa also stated and make an inspirational prayer that you know may I become like the story of the Tatungu and the Chöpak. The Chöpak is a teacher, Tatungu is a student, and Tatungu rely on Chöpak, you know, that, you know, he can sacrifice, you know, his life and his possessions, and so on, everything he can sacrifice for the sake of his teacher. So, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa make an inspirational prayer that, you know, may I become like the, you know, Tatungu who rely on Chöpak, as mentioned in the sutra.
嗯，现在农村的那个，给现金卡些呢，建议的阶段，本来计划上把的，就是想，就是准备人家写建筑的，现在农村有些给现金，卡些车呢，给现金的那个建筑工把没把去，修起来多，现在农村有，给现金电视台，现在没找我去装多少。And
also, you know, extraordinary, you know, reliance on the teachers, you know, legend or the story is that the Ishinu Norsan, you know, he got more than 100 gurus, and you know he never wavers even a moment to maintain the practice of the reliance on the teacher. Those two are the extraordinary, you know, story or the practice that reveals the guru disciples, you know, relationship. So, you know, this Srinu Narasimha also got the visions of Buddha Maitreya and Manjushri, and they both are, you know, his gurus.
Tsechi len lang shi ye bar se da so do ka ta ka ren ye be shi ta tsechi su shi ju yu sa de ta pa bi sa la jue yi ji ro ge ye shi ji tsechi da de ba la de
so by relying on the gurus you know maintain his practice you know perfect you know in his life you know he attained you know four path means that you know from the ordinary path from the beginner's path which things up to the path of seeing or the Arya's state.
Pena shenye tenzi katula chena shenye tenzi ye ale chungsi dode de oda yudu yina ya tanda gangi tanda chansa lo ma tu na yung katu yina teta ki tundu senge tere so na tanda jeba kanka ki tundu di udu tanda di ilin sene de tenwa re de yang tu yendo lo na de shu penyakar sala da kwa nyanga ro
so for the you know for the every you know instruction at the end there comes the summary of the you know the instruction so likewise here you know at the end the sixth there's a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts like that it comes for all the instructions so you know if we couldn't able to have our time to go through you know in detail then you know if we could able to go through the summaries then you know it will explain the you know everything in short and you know and if we read this again and again then it will really helps the root of all the you know instructions
ta sa ji corona do da chu chu zu do de de te ma sing de ye la ji zao xin ji de bi zu la sa ji ji er chu zu zu de xie ba dang ni chu zu do de de te ma sing de chu zu do de de te ma sing de ni xin ji de zi ka tu ye zai sa ji ji le sa la da
So now we read through the text. It is the five, the meditation session. So the above is the you know the elaboration of the you know elaborated instruction on the reliance on the guru's instruction and. Now it is the brief indication of how to sustain the meditation.
Chonsu do de de temba la ni che chonsu ku da de la lo do ga ba wo so thong bo la ni ti ju go la che da sha wa la tōmbō yōyū chūrū tēsā, tā ngā tō yōyū chūrū tēsā, nē ngā nīdū tēhō kōrā sā nā tā.
So this, you know, meditation session, it is a brief indication of how to sustain the meditation. So it has two parts, what to do during the actual meditation session and what to do in between meditation session.
Tanda dhiyo yancho yi de misi ki dhamma dhiyo yansi kiyama dhuwa sa dhala sachi ngunzi chayna yani sachi rara chayna miba chayna kanchi ghanja dhuma dhogoro wa sa.
So for these things, you know, we need to remember the chapter and meditate on chapter by a chapter.
So ye pena gi shin ye khatul ti sing ga so ke ga ga ja se di pena su ko de de sa ti di me chi me de chi zon de su ko de ga ji re me do ala da shin ye ti su ko ro ye mi ba mi na chong se de sa chi ji ja che ne ma mi na chong ani de yi ji se de so lo da ye dang ye je ni su su ji se sa na tong ji tong ji zo de ni shin ye ti se je ni to ba ji le che re do wa sa.
So usually we think meditation means that, you know, sit down in a, you know, calm place and then close your eye and then, you know, stay still. You know, we consider that kind is a meditation. But, you know, meditation means more than that here. Like, you know, you study the chapter and then contemplate and, you know, and through imaginations or the visualizations, you know, you do the you know, investigations, or, you know, do the reasonings, what are the benefits and what are the, you know, disadvantages and so on. These are the real meditation like mentioned here.
Tiju nga tsong pina nga rong la tano akwe ganja sidi pichi de lo debi sori chila ganja kogume nji pichi ganja sidi tsuko debi sori chila nye ngunzi chendo ya ngunzi chendo ya ngunzi chendo ya chendo ya tere me duwa salada ganja sidi.
So Rinpoche also thought like that, you know, meditation means that, you know, you sit down quietly and, you know, and just relax there and close your eye and, you know, sit there still. He also thought that is the meditation. But actually, you know, when you go through the Lamrim or any text, that is not a meditation. You know, he don't think reading a book, reading the scripture and contemplate on the scripture, those things he also consider not a meditation. But, you know, the actual meditation means that, you know, not necessarily, you know, sit up still and close your eye, not like that, but, you know, it can be, meditation can be done in any position or any states.
Pena shenshi tisi gongja ginji na lama sanje sa tak gure salawa di lama sanje sa tak gure te se di ni pena zhungi nyanga di maa jyoten kariwa na jyoten ki long tang soso ki ripa jinsen kari tong ya bada soso ki pa toba ku ini soso la tsui len jyoten tundru ki tuwa chun jyoten ngonde chun na lama sanje sa resha sangi ki ji ichi nabu tenpo chen yung tundru ki la ngonde lo mi pa jyata yang ji yogan chen yang tundru ya dee re duwa salada jyoten gongja duwa tong.
So the main meditation, actual meditation means that, you know, if, for example, when we meditate on the reliance on the guru, you know, then how we meditate that is, you know, through a critical analysis and reasoning, you know, why I need to, you know, reliance on Guru, you know. And then, you know, you make a question and answer yourself through a critical reasoning that, you know, I have to rely on the Guru because and such and such. Then how I need to rely on and so on. So, you know, you think on those, you know, things, and then, you know, at the end, through reasoning, you know, question answers, you know, yourself, you raise a question and try to find an answer for it. And then at the end, when you have a, you know, full conviction that, you know, which that is, you know, makes sense and that is, you know, true, convinced like that, then you, you know, contemplate on that, you know, in your thoughts or meditations. So these are the true meditation.
So
if we could able to, you know, do this kind of analysis, then, you know, you don't have to sit in a room, you know, you can be walking and you can be doing something at the same time. Your thought process are in, you know, analytical meditation. So you are doing the meditation. So in any case, you know, if, you know, our mind is not wandering, our mind is mindful in the chosen objects, and as well as the introspection is working at the same time, then, you know, no matter where you are, what you are doing, you are doing the meditation.
Dujila gansa la de yichi mi shanga gansa je tisa ragu budu se de beti tisu chi se de ni ma ji hele che ne de 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 yang tisu bi se che ge sa me bi sor chi dua sa.
So in that case, you know, we don't have to find a certain time for a meditation, and also we are not lacking of time for meditation. You can do meditation at any time and any place.
Ko yichi biji ngaso yichi gan de chije chora so gan je chue la ne chi to go so na xianje de se de go so da la ne to go so la da.
So if we really wanna meditate and really wanna practice and implement what we learn, then we need to start our practice, you know, from the reliance on the Guru.
Yāngshēnyē tēnsē nō gōtsū gōrsē tē, shēnyē tēnsē yī tōpa rāngjī lā mācchē pā tō tōkhā rā ūdzū jē tē kēchā pārē lā dā. Mē shēnyē tēnsē nō gōtsū tē pāngā rē nē yī nē, jāng rō dā nē rē dā shāng chū sē nē pāngā rē nē sāngjē sā lā rō yā pā tē, mē nā rē mbā chē nē yā chāng tē rō. Nē yāng kō, mē bā mē yī sāngsā kā sā lē sō nō, kō rō lē mē bā jā nō, pē jī tōpa mācchē pā tō ngā sō gāng jē tē sō nō, ngā sō tōpa jī jē rō mē jā chē, nē lāng tā mā lā pā chē jā mē tō yā chē nē yāng kō, mē tsē tē rē sē rō yā nē kā yā rē sā lā.
So meditate on reliance on the Guru doesn't mean that, you know, you only meditate on the reliance on the Guru until you achieve the attainment. Not like that. But, you know, it need to be begin from the, you know, reliance on the Guru. Then, you know, stage by stage or systematically, first you practice on the reliance on the guru, then the renunciations, wish to free from the, you know, samsara, and then generate the bodhicittas, and so on. That is how we go about. Otherwise, you know, if we only emphasize on the reliance on the teacher only, then, you know, we cannot able to leave other paths, you know, imprint in our mind stream, so, you know, so that we can lose our life without having any, you know, imprint or the leaving any other potentials in our mind stream. So we will go through the text a little bit first.
Lama Silibe Nata Yimbes, Nelka Shitosha, Kusun Toja, Tantrans, and you do you choose to do your Tombote Redoa, Jedo Joy Chudu, the Lama Silibe Nata Redoa's a lot.
So, the actual way of sustaining the meditation, what is it? A brief indication of how to sustain the meditation and what to do in between the meditation session. So brief indication how to sustain the meditation means, you know, the is the six aspect of the preparation, you know, is a six preparatory practice, you know. So, actually, what mentioned in the text is the six aspects of the preparation of the activities of the Silingpa or the biographic of Silingpa.
So therefore,
you know, first practice of the six preparatory practice is, you know, clean well the place where you are staying and neatly arrange the representation of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. So this is we do every day when we get up, wash ourselves, and make our beds, and clean, and, you know, arrange the, you know, altar and the offerings, and arrange the altars, and like that. You know, these are, we do every day, you know, when we wake up early in the morning. So when we clean our place, you know, the dust and all those things we shouldn't consider as ordinary dust. We imagine that we are sweeping and cleaning the dust of our mental afflictions, like, you know, all those mental disturbances. So, and also at the same time, when we are cleaning, we just say or recite that, you know, dust is not the, you know, ordinary this is the, you know, mental hatred or ignorance or, you know, attachment and so on.
Kaje gusa duba duba la bisi ki keji da ke yobu do yina ya ko tenri da tri gi so so gi dipa jan be ta da la ji te tsi ji zama zo na ya ko che ba yesa re de lo re so no so do ke si bisi ki keji ske me na ya ko la mi sha ye sa na re so so gi dipa ta be de la ya bi ba te che ne ni jo yi chu du so bi che da mi na ka je tri gi so sa yi bisi ki che ba yesa ra de so do
so like in here, you know, there is no many dust or not like, you know, dirty like in the other places. So, you know, even though there is no any, no need to clean, but you just, you know, dust and clean a little bit so that it it is... it reminds the reminds the practice of six preparatory practice, and as well as it helped us to, you know, imagine that cleaning our all the defilements too.
Bena kusu tu je ten le pa tang se son do asa la da kusu tu je ten le pa tang se de bena san je chang chu sa ba yi ko ren ma tu ba da tu re yin ba tu go wa ra sa la da
so and also it says neatly arrange the representations of the Buddha's body, speech and mind. So, you know, so what does that meant is, you know, we arrange our altar, you know, in according to the Lamrim teaching, that, you know, labels and, you know, which comes first and which comes last, you know, as mentioned here.
Pena te nega chi kyu pena masu gi kutang di te bi da ba te ba sa je to ba de yi bi ji ji de ja ti ji kutang de ta chang gu sa la da.
So how we arrange the altar is, you know, in our altar the Buddha Shakyamuni is the founder of the teaching. So, you know, most important is the Buddha's Shakyamuni's place.
Yang pena lama tadi yang sana yang sanje ye ini go la jana ji ji ge sala da chu ko ko ni chu ko ma re sala da.
So, and also if your root gurus and your gurus can arrange above the, you know, Buddha's place, you know, it is okay.
Shangju sabata sa ni sanje ge tan yin yo ka ja na che ba yo ma re sa.
And after that, you know, the bodhisattvas, we can arrange bodhisattvas images on the right or the left of the Buddha.
Ye dang de ni na sanje ge yin yo ta sanje ge ya to me ja na yo go de ja na ri go.
And the meditational deities also arrange, left and right, and as well as, places above the Buddha.
Ini ngaco pada semua sejenis jiten bi jiten pada jiten le deba sengi cuyore. Ini jiten bi desa kaje sanje ye yunya da koreng oba le jagur salada. Kaje so ma ye chu zun chi je la ni san je ge gore wo ma de la ro go sa da xiang chu san ba da san je.
So there are many different kind of protectors, you know, some are transcendental, some are just the, you know, mundane spirits, you know. So whatever, you know, in reality, you know, it is the emanation of Buddha or the Bodhisattvas, but it emanate in the form of the, you know, mundane protectors. So, you know, all the, you know, transcendental protectors come, arrange lower than the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, and the mundane protector come the last. So some, you know, people consider their protector as the main, so, you know, they arrange their protectors, you know, images, you know, very importantly in the center. So these are very wrong, and this still exists in the Tibetan community, you know, is wrong.
Ta chotsun la da juyi di xes kiyo marga tsa pebi chotsun na le ku te sabare, nyibare, lomare, ni jigure sengi kanje tenri yin ku yu ju la ta ni yanko tso la jama ya tenri yin nyoda yore sa la da.
And also when we arrange the altar, you know, we consider the image, Buddha's images and the scriptures, like, you know, some are in precious metals, gold, silvers, and all those things considered as the most precious, and, you know, some, you know, clay and wood and like that, they are priceless, and they just, you know, put it down. That kind of people do arrange their way too. So those things we shouldn't do that, you know. Whatever the, you know, material is, the Buddha's image, whatever it is the main. Then comes the, you know, whatever I mentioned earlier. So, you know, we should not make mistake like that when we arrange the altar. And, you know, the holy scriptures, you know, those are always on the right side of the altar. So if we are familiar with the Lamrim teaching, and then, you know, everything is mentioned in the Lamrim so precisely and clearly, so, you know, we cannot make any mistakes. So if, you know, your altar is not, you know, spacious, and, you know, there is a, you know, difficult to arrange the, you know, images, then, you know, there is an exception that, you know, you don't really follow strictly as mentioned here, you know, with your, you know, pure motivation, you know, there is an exception you can make, you know, arrangements according to your, you know, place.
So, so, Tijan of the Zaro Jana, Kusutu, the Ristapa, the Chuhojin, the Yasholo, Kusutu, the Jenu Matanche, and the Kokoro Samachin, the dead of Rolanda, Kusutu, the Kasakal Tanche, the Karasana, Matsuye, Penaloin, on the Silao, the Kusutu, the Massamajas on the Loinis, Sondo Alada, the Dulapa, Tayu, the Kazala, 오늘 전에 니바 투베르 제로코 고소도데 레스 다바데 코마치네 파자 코로 좀 전제자 아니 소소 제사데도 카가체서나 또 대보도 하잖아.
So in this way, you know, we if we have the effort and we have the resources, then we it is better to arrange all arrange the, you know, images and all the scriptures and all the, you know, objects of the Dharma in a one room, you know, that is your altar room. So you do your practice, make offerings in that room, so that if we afford like that, that's the best. You know, if otherwise we arrange the Buddha's images and Guru's images everywhere in your bedroom and, you know, everywhere and you know, also in the you know, precepts that, you know, you cannot, you know, perform the sex in a, you know, in front of the Buddha's image or the holy images. So like that, if you put the, you know, Buddha's, arrange the Buddha's images and so on in your bedroom and, you know, did misbehaves like that. So that is a, you know, extra non-virtuous negative accumulation of merits. So, we gotta be careful for this kind of things. So in this way, when we teach and listen to the Lamrim from the teacher's side also, you know, he do his best to interpretate or instruct. And as well as the listener's side also, you know, try to implement, you know, as much as possible. Otherwise, you know, nowadays, you know, degenerated time. So, you know, Buddha's images and, you know, scriptures and all the things in the, you know, mass productions in the, you know, in the malls and everywhere. So that is a different thing, you know. So what they are doing, you know, we cannot stop. But what we do, you know, that, you know, we can do our best so that we can benefit. So now we live here in the second preparatory part, so we will do the question answers here.
Rinpoche, how would we perform the confessions of our faults? Do we make a list of each fault? And should we examine ourselves at various points of the day?
Thakuk tiwa di shakpa khandis chikures. Nganzu ki shakpa chidu tsamba khandis chikure. Shakpa di chidu tsamba susu ki nyeba kharisayona di todaw chi gyabni. Tangi nyeba di chosna todaw yaw ni chikure vedaya. Shakpa chiga lakadala susu nima chigla nyeba khadzu sayona di tsangmalu ya temba chayne chok chidu domne shakpa chikure vedaya chikure es.
Tenyiga kune chetong, nyiga yapore la zo shakpa chayne zo nye senche yashu nye senche dansenye la kama la nye senche, shima la dansenche suna zama chagre es Jesse de dansen ye bi gane ni ji ija sa ba so re da sha se ba so re da me de sa ba so re da de de chen ni de ba sa re sa la.
So when we confess our, you know, misdeeds or the negativities, you know, what you mention is very good. So, you know, when we do the confessions, the most important thing is first we need to have a strong remorse or, you know, regret what we have done. And at the same time, we have a strong, you know, will to restrain, you know, that we won't do again, even for the sake of our life. You know, that kind of strong regret and strong refraining or the restraint, will of restraint, that is the key when we do the confessions. And with this, you know, you can do the, you know, 100 syllable mantra recitation or the confession Buddhas, and or you meditate, whatever you do.
Kadam bilama se shagire la da jima jima la pena dono kabo chin dono nabo ni nya ani pena dipan re sa so na dono nabo re ja ani gesen re che so na dono kabo re ja ani gondar che de ani nabo ma so na ani tele jese che de ani shaba che ani gese mo so na ani tele jese yara che de zo jan ko ga che de kadam bilama so ye de de jima jima ye shaje de do asa.
So that there is a tradition of the Kadamba masters, you know, they carry the two colors of pebbles, you know, white and black. So, you know, once they have a, you know, a good, you know, wholesome deeds and thoughts, they put the, you know, white pebbles, and they have negative thoughts and negative deeds, then they put the black petals and pebbles. And at the end of the day, you know, they count the pebbles. And, you know, if they have more white pebbles, that means they have more positive, you know, deeds and thoughts. So they rejoice themselves for the day. And if they have a more, you know, black pebbles, then they really regret, and you know, they make a pledge that they try to do better, you know, tomorrow. So that's like that.
Bena teri nabo de maso na teri ga mege wa shu chu mo shu je sa na so ni che ge mi sa ni de de ne ni ma ni ma la pa mege wa ju ru ju ru to de pa ru che ni ge wa cha ba ma sa mege cha ye de ni sa ro la da la ne to ge ni.
So if we really do our best to implement, that is the way we should do. And then, you know, day by day, you know, you will progress will be made. And at the, you know, eventually there is a time that you you don't have black pebbles to count. You got only white pebbles, you know.
So any
other questions?
When
you say that the altar is from, like in your altar, facing the altar, and I think there's a misinterpretation, because if you're facing it one way, you're seeing it on the right side, and if it's behind you, it's on the other side. So I think there's human error just in the interpretation of things sometimes, because if we don't, if we're not informed, you know, I look at the altar and I think the right side of the altar if I'm facing it, or is it the right side of the altar facing out.
Ta kogla dhu zamba, ta kusun thugi ten tam dhu zamba, ane sungrab dhu zo, ane iya chola dhidhas sham kores. Lapsons, ndi sham dhu so, so sham ngen digi iya chola tsegoro vay, ta cho sham gi iya chola tsegoro vay.
Cho sham iya chola tsegoro vay. So, chidang kati yu sona, iya de yun tsasa de iya chola tsegoro vay.
La.
Goju jidu nga tawa chero vay. Yeshuji, Makalosun, Yeshu Kiro, Tsikalosun, Yeshu Kiro. Multagmal, the Kurushu Saltagarsala.
So that, you know, we always, you know, when we make a range, you know, we should start from our left, you know, and, you know, and if we start from our left, then, you know, the older Buddha's images facing toward you, you know, it become the right side of the Buddha. So when you make the offering bowls, you know, water offerings also, yes. You gotta start from left side and it will become the right side of the Buddha. So we stop here.
새로교도 태바침에 계유신이 물려와. 근데 난 새로교도 난 대답부터 물려와. 근데 난 대땡이 계유신이 이제 내셔도 지스존 쇼스. 라지 세계 당시 들으지도 줄 고르지.
So we dedicate today that you know we will be never separate from the you know perfect qualified teachers and you know never be separate from the teaching like this and you know ultimately attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Nami Bhose Rati Jidoga Chile Chuchu Jepata Loza Debe Jume Sasuji Ruye Mise Tato Dejo Chiche Koye Shikama Zire Abeda Dewa Bari Jume Shire Sewa Jizi Jasoye Shabe Siddhe Pato Tenju Shri Pave Chitra Chimpa Dhan Kudu Sampo Tenya Tishite Teda Kuje Jisu Dharu Shri Gyewa Teda Tanshe Rapto Mati Zon Shibi